With today's Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Susan Allen. On Wednesday, Acting U.S. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt announced that the nation's population of gray wolves has fully recovered across the lower 48 states and no longer needs federal protection. He spoke in Denver at an event that wraps up today at the North American Wildlife and Natural Resource Conference that focuses on conservation policy. Recently on the House floor, Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas explained how the original 66 wolves imported from Canada into Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming have fared.
Those 66 Canadian wolves, they've done real well since being transplanted from Canada, not the original U.S. wolves, but from Canada, bigger, more aggressive. There are 3,800 just in the upper Great Lakes, 8,000 to 11,000 in Alaska, and now 60,000 in Canada. As their numbers increase, so do the massive problems.
The American Farm Bureau Federation praised the announcement with a statement that says wolves have recovered from the brink of extinction and management of the species should return to state wildlife agencies. Their Director of Congressional Relations, Ryan Yates, told the Associated Press that many of the group's members have lost livestock to wolf kills since the population began to recover. He says farmers and ranchers obey the law and would respect whatever policies the states establish to protect wolves. With today's Farm and Ranch Report, this has been Susan Allen.